Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Going back to where the beach is near, the beer is dear, there's plenty of women out of the crowd. Walking around the front of
second, the whistle is gone, and Slider over is out of the champion.
By the river's side, you can watch the tide as it flows.
Well, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for us.
Gary Dryden and Dryden clean out over the fence. Out in the field of Cotton.
In the bookie shop, I
don't... Hello, welcome to the Sligo Way podcast. Joined again by Ross and Ronan. This will be a very rough and ready, quick half an hour for you.
Record low time, it's a... Nobody's happy here.
Ronan was drowning in the sorrows after the match yesterday, and me and Ross had a wedding, so not much sport be talked here today. There wasn't much sport on though, lads, was there? The storms really...
Was there two different storms? What was the two names?
There was three.
Was there? Eunice was one, no?
Yeah. Eunice, Dudley, there. The Dudley brothers.
Dudley. I know what the one last night was the fucking worst, whatever that was.
That just crept up like there was a storm, like apparently there was a warning. That walk home last night was treacherous. Like, I know it's not great at the best of times, but like not even drink related, it was.
Imagine walking out of bus and like you put your kebab to your mouth and it's just blowing away.
And it could have been last night too.
So yeah, the GA, the Sligo Cavan game was called off. And then of course
both of our games were called
Rugby
off.
Was called off, and most of the soccer, I say, apart from just the Astro games,
whatever. The Astro games, we were called, yeah. I think it was only games played at just on Astro.
Where was the Enniscrone and Killarney game played?
That was in McSherry before I
guess. This was all Astro,
Yeah, it was all Astro.
A very quiet weekend on the sporting fields, so around Sligo. So we're going to go straight at it, lads. We're going to a few questions we have sent in, and then we'll do our usual wrap ups and we'll get the hell out of here.
That's it. Okie doke.
Hello, my name is Mr. Burns. I believe you have a letter for me.
Okay, Mr. Burns. What's your first name?
I don't know.
Okay, actually, a few bits in, lads. So we'll...
Thank God.
God bless you all. Do you want to go first, Ross? I think you have something from...
Well, mine really wasn't a question, but it was more of a shout-out for the...
filler.
from David McGurran, just to highlight the developments there. Sligo Rowing Club have been... granted planning permission for a boathouse, big improvements from the current setup. So, and they're fundraising for a defibrillator at Dorley Park. So we'll share a few of those details, and just also to let you know that there's a social rowing scene there as well.
Social rowing.
So just to take it up, I suppose, and chuck the oars around, you know.
There's been another thing we could say we'll do, but we'll never actually do. Yeah. Join the rowing club.
Yeah. So David's going to find someone from the club to come on and spread the word of the rowing scene in Sligo. So
very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Good man, so David, get that.
You're lining up an old rowing interview, are you?
A rowing interview, basically, that's it.
Very good.
I don't know if anyone from the rowing club wants to get in touch.
Yeah, do. You can ring Ross. And he's our DM man. Slide in if you want, either. Mert, how did you
As say? You can see, we're struggling here with content today, so we'll take anything, but... I have a shout out, Ian Burke. It's more of a statement than anything else, but it's just for you two lads at the wedding. He wanted to give a shout out to a new character that you met from the town, both of you, I believe. And he just wanted to quote a Danny Martin, just saying he left the hill at 15 and a half to join the Navy, worked the Queen Elizabeth from Southampton to New York, seen it all, son.
Yeah, so one of the greatest characters I've ever met over the weekend. Took a shine to him straight away, and he goes, "You look like something that fell out of Milani's window." 2 seconds into it, never met him in my life. And one of the greats, 81-year-old Danny Martin from Sligo.
I wonder, where do you reckon the dance floor staff's Redden would have ranked in the things you've seen over the course of his life?
You reckon there's a carpenter being rang to fix the dance floor?
Give that, what was the circus quote?
I met him the next morning at breakfast. It was like, he goes, I thought I was at Fawcett Circus when I went by the dancer. A fella somersaulted me on stage, and this book went by doing a wheelbarrow.
Do I, any of you I met yesterday were worse for wearing? John Belly was bruised all over.
Yeah, I have a few.
John Belly was actually very dangerous now. He damaged Owen McHugh.
He'd done slight tackles on the dance floor.
The lone wolf.
Lacerations myself on my back. But yeah, good fun, and that was a good statement type question. Shout out to Sligo character. He's sweet.
Yeah, well, that's what we're all about here.
It's all about here, the characters. Question here from who's it? Richard Anderson, Dickie Anders. With the bad weather over the weekend and the rain and the pitches being rain sodden, who was the player who really came into their own on the heavy sod? But maybe when the sod was dry, it wasn't as good. So who would have been standing out in this type of weather?
Yeah, well, I
who's a winter footballer, a winter.
I go first with that one. I have to give the shout out to the one, the only, Bart Follin for that one.
Yeah,
really. Yeah, yeah. No use when the day was dry and the pitch was hard. But geez, on a day when it was pouring rain, muddy. Bad to be in there around your face, you know. So yeah, he'd probably get my vote. And he'd happily take that vote too, I'd say.
Compliment. Let me think. Jesus.
I have to give a shout out to big Jamie Bowes, I suppose. Yeah. Man, the size 14 shoes. He's able to get around the pitch still when there's a lot of mud on it, you know. Them big propellers he has.
It's tough to lift the legs in it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Tiring. Enjoy the bad weather myself, actually.
Yeah, suiting
my attacking, picking, drive style play.
Nothing worse than a baking hot day and the place rock hard.
Yeah, you used to get scalded in Melbourne the whole time. Yeah. Every fucking game, you put the sunblock on, no matter what. You always got done with the sun.
Who was your favourite heavy sod of player? Text 083350530. Don't text that number. What's up next?
All right, I'll go, eh?
Sorry,
So, again, we have a couple of statements rather than correspondence in there today.
Actually, no, musings.
Malachy, this is kind of not sport related, but I suppose what we're just talking about. Malachy McGang was in, Malachy from Grange there. With Nefet disbanding, is it time for Met Aaron to go too?
Possibly. They missed the big one last night now.
What about, like, they're under no pressure, are they? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're not really held.
There's no rival. There's no rival company. Like, yeah, there's no rival in the weather market.
They're like, coming to the office on Monday. Fucked up the weather there all weekend.
I tell you, fucking Philip O'Malley still compliment them non-stop. Yeah, he loves a good forward.
But you're bad like that. You don't know, like Donegal Weather Channel guy. Yeah.
Well, he's a bit of a character. Like, yeah, but Virgin Media, TV. What is it, that fella? I wrote a book on about
it. But he seems to kind of, like, he gave a red warning yesterday, which kind of, you know, he was calling it a red warning where Met Aaron weren't. Met Aaron were way off yesterday now.
Yeah, it was rough last night now.
Do you know? And if they'd called a red warning, our match probably wouldn't have been fucking played. But
anyway. True enough. Never know history. Where would history have went?
So, yeah, I agree. I'm going to agree with Malachy's statement. It is time for Met Aaron to go.
Met Aaron.
Oh, what about it? It's great. COVID's gone. It feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Great relaxions. Hopefully put that chapter to bed for a while.
Yeah, people just seem to have...
Till the next variant.
Yeah. People do seem to have forgotten about it. It's still there, though. It's still there. Lurking around.
Yeah. Right, Ross. Who's on the Twitter there?
No, there's not a question there. About after the horrendous weather conditions from Ryan Lynch 141, after the horrendous weather conditions yesterday in McSharry Park, can the lads recall a match they've played in or been at worse conditions? We'll go to the second part of the question, but we'll jump into that part first.
I remember playing Quayside in Eclair, I think. A proverbial game of two halves up in Mitchell Curley Park, and the goals blew over.
That's
like, actually blew, like, the goalkeeper could have been killed, like, yeah, she just tipped, blew over and kind of blew. But funny with that one as well, when Mike McDermott's playing with us, you know, brother Dermot, like, and corner at one stage, and the ball was kind of blown, so Dermot was just watching the game and he ran down and lay on the ground, the finger on the ball, the ref, "Will you get away from the ball?"
Was Mickey taking the corner?
Mickey's taking the corner, yeah. And he ran down to hold the ball from
There was actually just a game I just came into my head there of being at. Were any at the Santa Cup final 2014 where Rain, you're not famous, one number Rovers. That was absolute. I don't know how that game.
The sliding photo.
The sliding photo at the end. That was horrendous. And actually, a shout out to the cup, that shitty cup final against Fingal.
Oh, yeah.
That was a cold, cold day. Tala seems to be a cold spot anyway, but that was a particularly bad day.
Ross, go on. Yeah,
two ones, I think. 15, 16 years ago when Sligo had still been in the junior league, we were playing in Monavay, and it's just always horrendous conditions down there, but this was worse than usual, and there was torrential rain. It was, for some reason, it was a nighttime match, a Friday night match, which was very, very, very rare back then. It was some cup match. We got bet off the pitch as well, but we had a French fella over from Toulouse playing with us, Tomas Darcel. Remember him to this day,
Tommy D.
Yeah, he was a sevens player, like had come over. You know, we used to dry pitches and whatnot, and like this fellow was lightning quick on a dry pitch, of course. But this was the opposite. So the ball didn't go to him once. So he was just standing on the wing, torrential rain, and you have to hop. There's a container for a change room in Monavay. Like there's no enclosure or anything, so you have to hop over a fence at half time to get into this container. And he was just there, his two arms are limp, and he was just kind of like shouldering the fence, trying to like make movements. So the fella had to be picked up and put over the container, and he didn't put him back on for the second half. Another funny one, it was one of Conor Mitchell's. It was Conor Mitchell's last game before he retired. One of our long-serving players there. And he was going for a kick. This is just the same week that John Muldoon kicked his conversion for Connacht in his last match. So it was all the rage. So Conor Mitchell was going to kick I don't know if it was a penalty or conversion anyways, as his last act in a Sligo player. Bad weather now. Not a bad old kick, you know, just the left hand side. You would have said it would have been, you know, a better kick for him to get as a prop, but Ewan Brown was called up to put the finger on the ball and surely brought the ball forward, like pulled it forward before the kick went over, and Mitchell just absolutely sliced with a bollocks of himself. But obviously it was fucking Ewan fucked up, so it was a dirty act from Ewan now.
Very good.
You ending?
No, second part of that question.
Oh, second part of the question, actually, yeah. Just two other things here now that are kind of related to you. Secondly, on any chance of an impromptu sing-along on the pod led by Edo, rumour has it he does a wonderful meatloaf impression.
It's not an impression, it's just a tribute. it's a tribute to the great man.
It was a heartfelt tribute, actually.
I liked him. I usually kind of laugh at a few celebrity deaths, but not Loaf. It hit me hard.
You had a Loaf concert, were you?
It was, yeah. And Staff was actually when he was 10 years old, yeah.
Yeah.
Love the Loaf. Love.
Yeah, yeah, did it nice. And, well, you were on the mic last night, but
you give us a few bars now, will you?
Nah, two of the three in bad. No, I won't.
We'll do a singing.
I don't know what the wedding band and what Huey Larry last night, so it's been sang last 2 minutes.
We'll do it at the live pod.
I will.
The live pod, and then the other one was from Mark.
Of course, me and you, Ross, had a go at singing a song once.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is there a recording of that?
No, it doesn't exist.
There is. Feed the World.
No.
It's like a way.
You'd gone on hiatus. We didn't know you were.
Hiatus. You stormed off
to a neighbour's house to drink.
So myself and the Buck tried to wrap up the show. I was about 12 cans deep, and he gave about 15 pints of Guinness. Yeah. And we started singing this like away song.
That's in the vault, never to be listened to.
I'd love to hear that.
The other question here for you is from Mark Alton, and surely Edo must introduce the Ken Barlow chant if he hasn't already.
Ah, yes, it's an old Barlow chant. It just goes through where he.
Yeah, where he used to, like a triple.
So it's he don't drink in the wolf pack, because that's Emmerdale. He don't drink in a Sue Bar, because that's Hollyoaks. He don't drink in the Queen Vic, because that's EastEnders. He drinks in the Rovers, because that's Uncarry. Ken Barlow. And you keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I had a good few renditions in the showgrounds as well. So it was a favourite.
It's a cracker. And of course, then there's the Viva Ken Barlow chance, but they're a bit rude. Take a bit of rude.
That'd be a good one for the show. The crowd can get into that one. The Viva Ken Barlow chant.
Viva Ken Barlow. What was it?
Like something between.
He's got the biggest feet. Incarnation Street. Viva Ken Barlow.
2003 to 2005 was like peak for chants been made up. Like there was.
Yeah. Yeah. Try and clip that into our intro music.
That's it for the correspondence. Questions. Yeah. We might. We must mention so. 1st of April could be locked in, could it, for the show?
Yeah, 1st of April. Fingers crossed.
Must just check Wolves aren't playing that night or something. Yeah, yeah. Do anything.
So 1st of April, we are going to do it, folks. Don't be getting worried. Yeah. We're not going to
back run off into the sunset with
run
that money.
Off like, what was the guy's name who sold the monorail to Springfield?
Lyle Langley. Or Ricky Jones, of course, for a more local.
We really have to try and just do a docu-series. Yeah. Or
John Madigan's been requesting
like
us to...
A George Gibney?
Yeah.
Where is Ricky Jones?
Where is Ricky Jones, yeah.
Speaking of Ian Burke, he named his dog after Ricky Jones. The dog is called Ricky Jones.
He goes, Ricky Jones.
Ricky Jones, yeah. It's like, if I was asking him, how's it, like, dog, it's, how's Ricky Jones? Like, is that Ricky? Or...
No, that'll be unreal. We'll put that to our list of ideas that we never do. Radio, yeah. What are we going to do next?
I will just go back with Joe for rugby.
I'll just give the updates there.
Right, go on, go about rugby, so.
Okie doke.
He's made 5, 6, 7 yards. The great bullock of a man, this fellow.
Okay, welcome to the rugby section with Ross. Ross, go. Games were called off the weekend, I suppose, to start there.
Yeah, well, I'll actually start the week before. I don't think we did a pod just to give an update. We played Buccaneers in the Connacht Cup semi-final. We lost that game 22-5. A very injury-hit Sligo team with a lot of new combinations. A lot of people missing with a few people missing with COVID as well. So we were down to the bare bones. It was 10-5 at halftime to us. We were in the game. Ryan Feedy scored a nice try. In the second half, we just ran out of steam, and Buccaneers got a couple of late scores. It was a competitive game throughout. So Buccaneers now into the final against Ballinan Sports Grounds on Paddy's Day. Some good performances. It was actually a lot of good individual performances in the game, but it's just as a team, we didn't really function well. Owen Ryan came in and had one of his best games for the club, and Kuba back to his best man of the match performance for us, which picked up the players' vote. Our junior team went to Tuam to play in a relegation playoff match, lost that match, which put us into the match this weekend against Monavay, which is a win and stay up, lose and go down match. So as I said, it was one of those weekends that I've actually never had as many text messages and phone calls and not a ball passed. You know, it was just, I suppose, the Blackrock game was called off on the Saturday, or the pitch was fine on Friday evening, and we were said, you know, everything's good to go, told the IRFU. Then Saturday morning, that burst of snow was unexpected.
Yeah.
So the pitch was unplayable, still unplayable on Sunday. So, and then on the Sunday, the junior match, it was touch and go. It actually passed the pitch inspection on Sunday morning, and then Monavay rang to say that the roads were too dangerous in Monavay and that they weren't coming down.
They tucked them in, did they?
So just give an apology to, well, actually, I'm not apologising, but I'll acknowledge.
You weren't happy with them.
Gary O'Hare and Michael McMorrow, at Stafford's wedding Saturday night, didn't drink.
And went home early.
They were on the drink yesterday.
Although they made up for it yesterday now, yeah.
But they didn't on Saturday night because of the game on Sunday. There was no decision made.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that, lads.
That's Met Aaron's fault. Red warning.
This is the weather, lads. Met Aaron, yeah. So waiting to see what the situation is now. The Blackrock game will either be played on the 12th of March or the 19th of March, but that's a crucial game for us. We were the only game that didn't go ahead in our division. We're still on 6th place and 33 points. Blackrock just above us. This weekend we travel to Ballina for a local derby, which is a must-win game for us now, because If we lose this weekend, we could actually start to lose the touch and distance to the top four. So this is a real pivotal game for us. We need to go and get a result and get back in the saddle again. We've got a few lads back from injury, so we'll be a lot stronger team this weekend. So that is the rugby review. Let's get the points this weekend.
Yep. So I was going to say back to you, but there's no GA. Nothing this week for me, lads. Nothing this week for me.
At all?
No. What's
who are we talking about next week?
Don't know. What's there to talk about?
Nothing.
Mayo had a lovely win, didn't they?
Fuck me up. No, I'm not going to come back with any GA. Pitch was waterlogged. And it's called off, so we'll come back with Marty in the soccer. Okay, Marty, we'll go with Rovers first in your wrap up. First of all, the first game of the season called off on Saturday.
Do you know when I kind of thought when there was a pitch inspection limits on Thursday for Saturday? Kind of thought it might be in trouble then, all right? But then obviously, similar to the rugby, that belt of snow we got on Saturday morning must have called it off. Good few Bowes fans actually made the trip anyway.
I seen someone tweeted that they're in sing songs in the snug.
Foley's, I think they were in, the boys were saying they're in the Belfry on Saturday night as well. So
all right.
They had a good, I sure it'd be great we're getting away for fellas like that. Yeah. Anyway, you know. But yeah, the game's called off. A bit disappointing, all right, but I suppose it gives the new lads that we've signed more of a chance to bet in.
And there's been a few since the last one. You announced one here live on the podcast.
Yeah, that rumour worked out very well, didn't it? Yeah. That was old Nando.
Nando.
So hopefully Nando's settling in. And then we signed Max Mata, who appears to be a forward, New Zealander. And also, what's the name? Oh yeah, Jordan Hamilton. Someone was telling me, I met Manus McDermott actually, he was saying when he was in Canada, that he watched this buck play for Toronto the year they won the MLS. So did they win the MLS? Anyway, I'm not sure, but couldn't remember him. But he had watched him play anyway.
He's a blue tick on Twitter, and he's in town today taking photos. He's in a lovely town.
Yeah.
He took a photo of Rocco Parade and
something of
Town Hall, was it?
Yeah.
Did you recognise that?
Yeah, the Town Hall's a nice building actually. Yeah.
So welcome to the lads. So
two
defender and two attacking players.
A defender and two attacking players. Yeah, so all of a sudden, like, we've got a random kind of squad all of a sudden.
Very typical Rovers squad.
Yeah. But it's exciting.
How many Kiwis in the squad now?
Two.
De Vries is
gone, sorry. Yeah, two. We might send in a few to my Joey. You can send us
the Brazilians. Yeah, they can have our Brazilians. We'll take the Kiwis. Oh, we won't. We love you guys. We'll keep you.
So two tough fixtures there this week.
Yeah, it's a bit of a... I was just thinking today, not that like the Bulls game was easy, but it's kind of nice to kick off at home. Now you're under pressure, kicking up away to Pats.
Two away games in a row now, like, do you know, it's fucking shit actually, sort of. We're away to Pats on Friday, away to Derry on Monday. And then like the following Saturday, you've done Dock at home. It's a fucking shit start, really. When like the Bulls game, you know, if you can get bounced off with a win, it kind of nearly sets the tone. But see, there are three tough games.
A bit of credit in the bank, like if you win that, even if you do drop a few points. But the pitch is an issue, is it?
Now what I heard was that the pitch was sanded in mid-January, and then we had that unseasonable lack of rain in January.
Yeah.
So the sand actually never bedded in properly into the pitch. So, like, I assume, I don't know, like, you know, the pitch is always, I think, pretty immaculate in the last couple of years or so. So I just think that it must have just been a freak occurrence when they laid the sand that it didn't bed back in properly. But, you know, maybe not playing last week because it's going to be the 11th of March.
We have to get some sand off our friends growing concrete.
Yeah. For our topsoil.
Top dress and soil and to do stables now in Horton. So
send us on some of that money, Ref.
They're the sponsor of our good friend RF.
who's a big fan of the Sligo Leitrim League all of a sudden. Yeah. You know, he'd just be texting me looking for updates now of games. But.
So Pat's on Friday to kick it off.
Pat's on Friday, Derry away next Monday.
Pat's bet Shiles 3-0, isn't
3-0,
it?
3-0, yeah. Yeah, well,
see any of that?
No, what was I doing? So I must have been watching football on Friday. I can't remember anyway, but
Damien Duff's some kind of character in the league.
He is.
Contrary,
I don't know. I think he's always been a bit like that, hasn't he? Do you remember that time when Ireland played Georgia and had the fans at the protest?
Yeah.
And he gave out about the fans protesting, even though they actually scored the free kick. Remember Horan buried the free kick just after the true tennis ball?
And the shite about the fucking Liam Miller testimonial as well.
I don't know, he does strike me as a kind of odd sort of character. So be interesting to see how he gets on. Now, I think he's highly regarded as a coach.
Yeah, big time, yeah.
And so, look, it'll be interesting to see how he gets on. He's obviously a big name. It's
the Duffer. Go on, the Duffer. Right.
So that's the Rovers, really, So
we'll get to the main event in the town. You're a disappointed man today, Marty. The top of the table class just didn't go your way.
Yeah, it was
2-1 to Carberry.
Yeah, strange game. I suppose the weather conditions were horrendous. Like, it's have to start off. So there was a huge wind blowing one way down the pitch, and we played with it in the first half. I thought we had the better of the first half. Carberry, obviously, they're always dangerous. They're, you know, even like into a gale, they play some lovely football, you know, up into our end of the pitch, and they're three lads up top are always just such a handful. Like, but we had a couple of chances. Nothing, now it wasn't. It was very, I think, I would have called it, it was like an edgy sort of game. I suppose it was a lot in the line for both teams. We had a couple of half chances, a couple of chances from corners. Mark Rennie made one good save. And then they scored just on the stroke of half time. So going in at half time, you're 1-0 down. You're kind of going, not like, how has this happened? But, like, you know, you're into the wind. Literally from the kickoff, they made it 2-0. They're a great team for doing that. They score one goal.
Yeah.
They tend to get a second one on you very quickly. But, literally from the kickoff. And then I think they were happy with their 2-0. They kind of let us come at them. Again, we were into the teeth of the wind. Had a lot of the ball without creating a whole pile. Then Jay Stevani got a great goal with 10 minutes to go. Set it up for a grandstand finish. A couple of half chances in that time, but it really was hard like I think both teams were now pretty out of their feet by the end of it. Yeah. But it was very hard in the second half to try and, you know, we probably would have needed a lead at half time.
Especially with the conditions, like.
Especially with the conditions, yeah. Now, I don't know, like, it's hard to know how Carby would have played.
If they're behind. Or,
if they're behind, yeah. It's, you know, because they would have had the elements. They seemed to be quite happy to sit in once they went 2-0 up, while just trying to pick us off on the break. They were threatening as well, so they were in fairness to them. It's a good game of football. Like, amazing. Like, I'd say there's probably 200 people there on a day. I
was wondering what the crowd affected with the...
It was definitely affected. Like, I was walking out chatting to Jason McCartney as we were walking out just before the game. He was saying there was people saying to him before the game that he never would have thought would have went to a football match that were going to it. But obviously, just the way with the weather, yeah, obviously a lot of people didn't go. There's not much protection from the elements there. The showers were crazy. Like, there was two or three hail showers where lads were, like, running with the football, covering their eyes. It was outrageous. It was like, yeah, looking back on it now.
I didn't see outdoors for 2 days, so I
Looking back on it now, maybe we... Yeah, well, everybody said this because we lost, but maybe it could have been called off if we went to the rest before the game.
Well, you're never really going to get a game called off on Astro unless it's fucking unless the warning comes. Like,
unless the warning, yeah. Right. I don't know what the rest would have made of it because, like, it was wild. Like, it really was wild. Like,
still a big crowd, though.
Yeah, it was a huge crowd out there. Yeah. And obviously, most of them, like, it was funny because a lot of people were standing there at the dressing room that has a little bit of cover, but as the game kicked off, it did, like, it filled up on both sides. So, look, it's great to see. It's still... There's still a tight race, I suppose. You know, it's kind of funny. We're still 5 points ahead. They've got two games in hand. They have five left to play. We have three. So I suppose from our end, I suppose I try not to be biased on the podcast, but from our end, we just have to try and win the three games and see where it takes us. If something happens along the way, something happens along the way.
I suppose it's not as if you need Carberry to lose. If you a draw.
A draw does, yeah. Yeah. Neither.
If you win your three games.
If we win our three games. We have three tough games as well.
Tough games, yeah. Starting Sunday morning as well. A tough one against Aughna.
Oh, yeah, Aughna on Sunday morning.
They didn't play against, I seen Strand Celtic award the points against
Strand Celtic awarded the points, yeah. Apparently, Strand were out there. I think both teams are ready to go 10 to 11, and the ref deemed it unplayable. So. Yeah, I haven't really heard anything since about that, but Strand were awarded the points.
That's setting precedence there, is it? Because I know Cliffrey not a few weeks ago in Carberry, and Carberry and Cliffrey, then they're refixing the Wednesday night, so they must be feeling hard done by.
Yeah, I'd say they probably are, yeah. I don't know. They're in a relegation match. They're actually, I think we've mentioned on the show, they're the longest standing team in the Super League.
Ah, it'll be terrible to see them go.
It's gone very tight in the bottom of that league, actually. We'll go through it now. So
I'll go through the results.
There's only four games played with the inclement weather conditions. Ballymote.
That's the use of the word inclement. Oh, the word.
I was just going to say. Yeah.
Wow. Nice to throw it in there, yeah. Ballymote beat Tubber on Friday night. I think there was a bit of, not controversy, but I think Tubber equalised in the last minute, but the ref had blown the full-time whistle or something.
What?
Now, I wasn't at this game, but I think there was a corner floated in. And the keeper, just phone's coming through my phone from yesterday. The keeper dropped the ball, but the ref had turned around and to blow the full time whistle. No, I think I've seen a video since. I think he was fouled, but the Tubber keeper ends up scoring. The keeper ends up scoring to level it in the last minute, and you'll see how important it is now. It was the ref had blown the full time whistle, so that was that. Tubber 1-2-1. Ballotelaire had a great 5-1 win away to Our Harps on yesterday morning. That must have been played on Nastro, I'm not sure where. Then Strand awarded 3-0 victory over Aughna, and then Carberry 2, Cartran 1. So, table as it stands, we've played 19 games, 46 points, 5 ahead of Carberry, who played 17 games, with Strand are now into third on 40 points. Then MCO round off top 4. They're 8 points further behind Strand. Then the bottom, Merville, only 8 points. They're gone. Then second last, you've Ballymote, 17 points. Have been played 18 games. Tubber of 18 points in third bottom. So third bottom goes into a playoff.
Right.
Second bottom gets relegated. Then Aughna are level with them on 18 points as well. Our Harps have 20 points. Cliffney have 20 points. I thought Cliffney were... So even Manor on 23 points aren't safe at the minute. Do you know? So
that's bad.
It's great. It's
three teams going up, or could possibly three teams going up.
So you have two teams, yeah. So two get automatically.
Third one, is it?
That's been the way now for.
Two.
So you have two automatics, and then one going to that playoff spot. So she's all to play for at both ends of the Super League.
The other league is
wild.
The basket case.
Basket case. I don't know. I thought Kalani have blown it, I think, the last 3 weeks. St John's, I thought, would go on and win it handily enough. They lost to Drummond here at the weekend. Corey, then, you think, would pick up the pieces.
They're not. And
then
it's growing up, came from nowhere.
Yeah, and it's growing all of a sudden. Yeah, it's wild. And then Glenview is still sitting there. Like, it's fucking, it's mental. So at the weekend, Gretchen beat Ballygawley 5-2. I don't know if that's
it.
I'm not sure if that's right. I'm just looking on the Comortis side here. I didn't know of that result. Anyway.
Gretchen
beat Ballygawley 5-2. I don't know if that's right. I'll have to check that again. Chaffin beat Benbulbin 3-0. Kilglaston beat Clanny in a classic and McSherry 5-4. I think Clanny were 3-0 up in that game. Carrick and Corey played a 1-1 draw. And Drumahair beat St. John's 2-1 on Friday night. So that league, 18 points. Giants were top, 18 games played, 36 points. Clanny are second, 17 games, 33 points. Collier third, 17 games, 32 points. And it's going to then move up to fourth with games in hand over everybody on 30 points. And then Glenview are still in it with 27 points after 16 games as well. So I don't know who or how you'd call that one. But
it's going to the form team.
It seems to be the form team. Yeah, I think Gretchen stopped that a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, all sorts going on. So it's coming down to squeaky bum time in both leagues. It's going to make an interesting few weeks. That Premier Division, I've been watching it all year. It's great entertainment now. So I went over to Ben Bulbin Kalani there.
Prediction right
you,
again.
Yeah, your prediction got right again. Yeah, so.
I told you, it's a fishing trip with the ball.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks in a row. You got that one right. So, but yeah, just great entertainment. Like, Ben Bulbin had two lads up top, very good. And Kalani, I don't know what happened to them, but yeah, Ben Bulbin won 3-2. And then, similar thing yesterday. Anybody who's at that game yesterday said it was a great game of football. So I'd advise anybody out there to go watch a few Premier Division games. They're good entertainment.
And we go through this weekend's fixtures?
Yeah, we go through the fixtures. We'll just mention first that best wishes to Strand and Ballysadare, who are in the last...
they're flying the flag in the 16.
16, yeah. Last 16 in Connacht Cup. Strand are away to Merview B, and Ballysadare at home to Merview A. Both them games are on Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully at least one of them can get through.
Refs after sending me a voice note. I know what that is.
Right, so Super League, Ballymote, fresh off that big win over Tubber, play bottom side Merville United. I think that's on Saturday night, either in Ballysadare or
Ballymote play Merville, sorry.
Yeah.
Tune into Ballymote.
Yeah, that'll be big for him. That could lift him out of the bottom three. Then Saturday night in McSherry, Kerry at home to Ayr Harps.
Oh, Ayr Harps by 5-1 last weekend with Ballysadare. 6-0, Kerry.
6-0, Kerry.
Insult there, Ayr Harps boys. We were tough to pick it up after a 5-1 last week.
We hit the road to Ballinafad to play Aachen Celtic on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock.
It's a tough one. It'll show what kind of style and characters in here, boys. They will to bounce back.
Like. Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, well, Aachen will be riled up, I'd say.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It'll be a very tough one. I think you might do a 2-1.
2-1, yeah. And then finally in Super League, Cliffney are at home to MCR.
2-1 to Cliffney.
2-1 to Cliffney, yeah. Right, yeah, out there in the beach. Then in the Bananas division, Ballygawley are home to Drumahair.
Oh, bit of a derby there, is it? 1-1.
The form team, Kilglaston is going against everybody's second team, Chaffield United.
Tough day off for the Chaff boys. 4-0 to
4-0.
Yeah.
Right. Glenview at home to Gretchen.
2-0 Glenview.
Collery at home to Valley Rovers.
3-1 Collery.
And then Ben Bulbin are home to Carrick Town.
Klein up then.
I was saying that the last.
2-2.
And then the biggest game in the division is first against second. Oh. St. John's against Clanny United.
Well, funny, you should say, but I just chatting to St. John's management last week and they're ready to bounce back, they said, but Clanny won't be stopped. 1-0 to Killarney.
1-0 to Killarney. Here we go. 1-0 to Killarney in the big top of the table clash. So that's about it for football, I think.
Yeah.
In about 2 weeks' time, most of the leagues will nearly be over next time we're talking, it's it.
Yeah, it'll be close enough, won't it?
Will be, yeah. Well,
cups to start as well, though.
Local cups to be played as well, yeah. So.
Okay, Roscoe, we'll wrap it up, will we?
Wrap it up with that, yeah.
We mentioned Karen Sweeney / Mulroney ran 2 hours 41 in the Seville Marathon. I think it's the fastest run ever by a Sligo woman.
Really? Oh, wow.
And it placed her 38th all time on the marathon list. Irish women. Yeah, it's pretty.
Really?
She only took up running like 5-6 years ago. Jason.
This completely.
Jason would have been big into it.
Yeah.
So she just literally took it up. They got
two married. Hours.
2 hours 41 minutes. Yeah. It sounds outrageous to me.
Wow.
I don't think I'd drive it that quickly.
I meant to be doing a half marathon in a couple of weeks' time, but alas, it's not going to happen. Yeah, signed up for it and then blew the bloody calf / Achilles there. Did a month of training, went buck wild, now I haven't been able to do anything for a month.
Anything else happening in the sporting phase, as we're a bit haphazard, I know.
Chasing the tail today a bit.
Yeah, back in 2 weeks, so hopefully we'll have a bit of I'll have some GA for you then.
We'll definitely have confirmed a live show.
By then, and it'll be rugby and soccer, and we'll know more of the tables and that, how they're going to pan out in your league, and no more where Sligo GA are heading to in the Division 4.
I just checked there, I know we didn't have any GA talk, but I was just checking the odds there. They're 1-2 to be promoted.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking
losing Knox Leitrim out of completely,
yeah,
really.
What I was thinking, but if the Cavan game had gone ahead, you see, Sligo would have been down with the loss. I think you might have got maybe back to even money on them or something, you know, which probably would have been a good price. London.
Three wins out of three. Sligo up them at home. No, there's a very good chance of promotion, I think.
Yeah. So, I know the standard in Division 3 would be higher, but I just have a quick look at it. Like, they're not that great.
It's not. No. It's down there loud.
That's what I mean. Like, Antrim are top now.
Yeah.
Sligo would always be kind of.
Well, Sligo had a challenge game against Antrim just a week before the league, and I think I said it on the pod that people were worried, like, they were kind of. Antrim gave them a bit of a beating, I think, but it shows Antrim aren't bad, maybe it wasn't that bad of a thing. Like, Fermanagh are on the way down. Like, I don't think they're relegated, but they're not.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't dare as good as.
No, it's just kind of a lot of them teams. You're lucky. You kind of go, oh, geez, you know, you
there
beat
is,
them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can easily go, like, you know, Derry. They're heading towards Division 1. They were Division 4 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. They went all the way down to go all the way back up, didn't they?
So, we'll be in Division 1 in 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay, lads. Back, fresher, 2 weeks' time.
I'm going back to where the beach is near. Oh, the beer is dear. There's plenty of women out the crowd. Walking
here on the final
hand,
second, the whistle is gone, and Sligo Rovers are the champions.
By the riverside,
well, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for us.
Gary Bright and drive it clean out over the fence. Out in there, keep the Cotton with me.
In the bookie shop, I don't.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.